You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Rebellion is a natural condition of man. Children, too, are natural men.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, show us the good way of faith in your Son, by which we become sons and daughters again in your family. Awaken us to obedience and love, that we may act as sons and daughters in your family. In the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Good parents generally raise good children, but not always. Children have to cooperate. They, too, are responsible for how they turn out. No one can hold his parents responsible when he has made a mess of his own life. What we need for good family life all over the world is good parents and good children. Goodness, as we've been saying the last 2 weeks, is not just a matter of piety and good public relations. It is a matter of heart, of faith in action. Our Lord told a remarkable story one day about two boys. "Now," he said, "what do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the older one and said, 'Son, go work in the vineyard today.' 'I don't want to,' he answered. But later he changed his mind and went to the vineyard. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. 'Yes, sir,' he answered. But he did not go. Which one of the two did what his father wanted?" "The older one," they answered. Resistance to authority, as parents find out, is a very human thing. One of the first signs that the little boy is human becomes very apparent when he begins to talk. For some reason or other, he likes to say no rather than yes. Later on, if he doesn't actually say no, he is likely to respond to a simple request with a rather irritated and sullen "why?" People in authority, including parents, are human too, and authority can be abused. But there has to be some order in life, some generally accepted rule. Without that basic order, there can be no cooperation in the family, and all of human society becomes chaotic. The rules of God governing human life are woven into the web of our universe. Both the Bible and human history testify to that law. The Word of God tells us what it is, and history proves it is in effect. It works, and it has not stopped working. The divine moral law, as described in the Ten Commandments, arouses hostility in both young and old. People don't like to hear about it. Some will resent my mentioning it today, but there it is, taking its toll from those who disregard it and those who rebel against it. The Bible goes so far as to say that rebellion is a natural condition of man. He rebels against God. That's what you can expect from man. He doesn't want to hear about God, and he certainly doesn't want to listen to him. He would rather go his own way. That's natural man. Children, too, are natural men. Unless you see that, you haven't seen anything at all about children. They are not beasts. They are human. Because they are human, they rebel against authority. There are two ways to handle a situation like that. One is to beat the rebel into submission. And the other is to draw him into the right way with firmness and love. Children have a great capacity for curiosity and creativity. They absorb things very quickly. They raise questions, and they sop up impressions like a sponge. There's a lot of give and take in the development of a child. Frustrate him just a little bit in that process, and you run into something very human. Irritation, resentment, and even rebellion. It's natural as human nature can be. You see it in a boy stomping out of the house, a girl deliberately failing a subject at school, a teenager kicking up his heels and breaking all the rules, an adolescent wrecking the family car. Blowing his money on reckless adventures is going to bring him nothing but trouble. That rebellion, recognized for what it is probably easier to deal with because it is right out in the open. Its slogan is, "I don't want to," in the words of the older boy in the family when he was asked by his father to go out and work on the farm. He said, "I don't want to." There's another form of rebellion, much more subtle and harder to deal with because it is repressed. It is the rebellion of the younger boy who says, "Yes, sir," with no intention of doing what he says he's going to do. That's rebellion, too. Both sons in our Lord's story resisted their father. One changed his mind, repented, that is, and went. There are no perfect children. There is some of that rebellion in all of us. But out of that rebellion, good can come with repentance. That's human, too. Repentance is just as human as rebellion. One of Christ's men said, "By his kindness, God draws us to repentance." That's a wonderful insight into the heart of God. It also shows remarkable understanding of the human condition. We have to change our minds all the time, but we won't do it unless we know God as our Father. Jesus Christ came because God is a Father. He sent his Son, his eternal and unique Son, to die for the sins of the world. God's Son was dutiful all the way. He was that for all of us who are not dutiful sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. When Christ's disciples asked him, "Show us the Father," with a certain amount of exasperation, he replied, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father." In Christ, you see God reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. That's God, our Father. Being a good son or daughter of God means more than talk. It's trusting him, accepting his authority, obeying him, even when it is tough and every human inclination is against going that way. Being a good son or daughter in a family works in pretty much the same way. Egos clash, even in the best ordered families. No matter how considerate parents may be, children are going to see how far they can go. Sometimes it seems to parents that they're almost defying parental authority. They recognize the need for their parents, but they want to be themselves. They want to be in charge, in command. That struggle goes on, I imagine, in almost every family. Don't be surprised if you find it in yours. A good example of the "I don't want to" child is the younger brother in another story of our Lord about two sons. That boy couldn't be called good by any stretch of the imagination. He was overtly rebellious, intent on having his own way, even if it meant leaving home. He was tired of hanging around the house and decided he wanted to strike out on his own. So he went to his father, asked for his share of the inheritance, took the money, and took off. At last, he had freedom. He could live it up. He did that until he had spent everything. Destitute, hungry, tired of everything, including himself, he came to his senses. And then he turned to his home. I guess you would say he repented, because repentance is turning from oneself to his father. He remembered what it was like at home. He asked himself, "Why did I give all of that up?" Only the boy could come to that decision. His father could not reach it for him. The boy had to take the step for himself. Children are responsible for what they are and for what they do. They can't load that off on somebody else. The father forgave that boy. He took him in, not as a slave, but as a son. Slaves have no responsibilities. They just do as they are told. Sons can be expected to act as sons, with responsibility for their own actions. They can be expected to love and to show some understanding that grows out of love. You don't expect a 10-year-old to show the understanding of an 18-year-old, but you can expect him to show the understanding of a 10-year-old. You can also expect an 18-year-old, by the way, to show the understanding of an 18-year-old. It's the call of the gospel in a family to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents can expect that of their children, and children can expect it of their parents. That's the way the love of God works in the lives of people. The law of God works because the love of God works. The love of God draws parents and children to repentance and to a new life, which can best be described as a life of faith and love. Faith in God, as all of us can know him in Jesus Christ. And love toward one another as God loves us, again in Jesus Christ. The older boy in today's story said, "No, sir," but went anyway. The younger son said, "Yes, sir," to his father, but didn't mean it. There was no heart in that response of his. He talked nice, but the talk concealed his inner feelings of hostility toward his father. He said, "Yes, sir," but did not go as his father had asked him to go. The difference between the two boys was that one saw and trusted the love of his father, and the other did not. The father was surprised because he loved them both. Some of you children may have gone through life without learning to trust the love of your parents. They may not have been everything you wanted them to be, but they loved you. Many children, both young and old, failed to experience the grace of turning and seeking forgiveness, without which life is not really life. I am here to say, God loves and God forgives. The good boy is the one who has said no, sir, and has learned to turn to his father, to trust him, and to do what he expects. We never lose by going that way. It's the greatest mark of maturity you'll ever find in anyone, young or old. We all have to repent of our no, we don't want to's. We all have to recognize our yes, sirs, which really turn out to be no, sirs, and repent of those too. We need to be sons and daughters in the family of God our Father, and we need to be the same kind of sons and daughters in the family presided over by our parents. That's the way to become real people, real human beings, secure in the faith and love that make life a thing of joy. In the story of the two boys, our Lord was talking to all of us. He asked the people who were listening which of the two was obeying his father. They replied, "The first, of course." Jesus explained his meaning. "Evil men and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of heaven before you do. When John the Baptist told you to repent and turn to God, you wouldn't, while evil men and prostitutes did. And even when you saw this happening, you refused to repent, so you couldn't believe." What our world needs today is less religion and more repentance, less piety and more faith, less sham and more love. Repentance and faith and love are for real. Knowing God is real, and accepting his forgiveness in Christ is real. It's the way to be a real person. Trusting God and going his way is the real path to real joy. Showing that kind of stuff in the human family is the mark of a good parent. It is also the mark of a good child. Amen.